T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But it's cut off and sent back the other way by Almiron. 2-on-3 here with Joseph. Almiron and Joseph down the middle. Ahead to Joseph. He's got the ball at the arc. Joseph steps in, takes a touch. It's going to be the hat trick. History for Joseph Martinez. The most hat tricks of anyone ever.
Atlanta United and Mike Conti excited at Mercedes-Benz Stadium after another hat trick by Joseph Martinez. You can join 92.9 The Game Saturday starting at 6:30. We're going to be at Fire and Brimstone Tavern in Alpharetta. Fire and Brimstone Tavern in Alpharetta for the watch party, the official watch party of Atlanta United versus Montreal, Saturday starting at 6:30. Fire and Brimstone Tavern in Alpharetta for the official watch party. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the man on the call of another hat trick by Joseph Martinez, the one and only Mike Conti, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Nothing much, Mike Conti. How tired are you after you call a game like that?
I'm usually pretty good after a game like that because I've got a lot of energy and I'm excited about what we saw and, you know, optimistic about what's to come. I'm usually a lot more exhausted after a loss because I'm kind of emotionally drained, you know, being all saddened in my feelings after one of those. So felt good after Saturday. It was a really great day at the Benz for everyone, no doubt about it.
There's no question about that. You're talking about being emotional. Joseph Martinez scored 22 goals in 22 games. Is it safe to say right now that he's going to get the Golden Boot? He's the leading candidate for the Golden Boot.
It would take an injury or something really crazy for him to not get it because he's 10 goals ahead of everyone else, and there's only about a third of the season to play. I think the question now is he going to go over 30 goals, which has never been done in MLS. 27 is the record. You know, if he keeps this goal-per-game pace, he's going to end with 34 goals on the season, which is 7 more than anyone else in the history of MLS. So it's not just breaking the record, it's shattering it. And I have a column going up today, Hugh, at 92.9thegame.com. And I think we're seeing something here that we've never seen here in Atlanta, at least in my memory. And, John, chime in on this, where in professional sports, you've got the best team with the best player. Mm-hmm. And, I've done a lot of research on this. You know, Dominique Wilkins won a scoring title in 1986, but with respect to Dominique, you know, that was in the era of Bird and Magic and Jordan starting to bubble up, and the Hawks were not the best team in 1986. You know, Matt Bryant won a league scoring title 2 years ago. Matt Ryan was the MVP, but the Falcons, didn't win the Super Bowl that year. Maybe if 17 minutes in Houston had gone the other way, we'd be having a different discussion. Even on the Braves teams, in the early 90s and mid-90s when they finally won the World Championship. I mean, they were the best team, but I don't know if they necessarily had the best individual player. So what we're seeing here, the only thing I could remotely compare it to would be Herschel Walker in 1980, where Georgia had the best team and clearly the best player, the Heisman Trophy winner. So this is something very, very special that Atlanta United and Joseph Martinez are accomplishing right now, and we really need to savor it.
You know, with that being said, we were talking about this morning as well, Mike Conti. Does Joseph Martinez get the love nationally that you think he deserves for the type of player that he is?
Well, if he doesn't, he needs to start because, you know, strikers are an interesting lot in soccer, and I think a lot of times strikers don't get a lot of consideration for league MVP because it's perceived as though they're basically just converting balls that are served up to them. And I guess part of that's true. But when you're on a goal-per-game pace and you're scoring in the variety of manners in which he's scoring, I mean, think about this, guys. He has 9 headed-in goals this year, including 2 on Saturday. Joseph Martinez is 5 feet 7 inches tall, and he's winning aerials against goalkeepers and aerials on set pieces now. And then at the same time, you're seeing him get more involved in the midfield and creating scoring opportunities and combining with Almer. In fact, I think the first goal where he won the aerial against Ostead. It was a back heel by Martinez to Almiron of Villalba that kind of sprung Joseph up front, and he won the aerial and scored. So yeah, I think Joseph, if he's not getting that credit, you and I don't know if that's the case, but if he's not getting that credit, it needs to start, because if you really pay attention to what he's doing more than just what an ordinary striker does.
Joined by Mike Conney on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The next game for the Five Stripes, Saturday at Montreal against the Montreal Impact. Two quick things, Mike. To answer your point, I think the only time, because you mentioned about best player, best team. In 95, when the Braves won the World Series, Greg Maddux had a year that was insane. It was a 19-2 with an ERA of like 1.6. So, maybe that's the only other time I could think of. That's the one I would say. The second thing is I want to go back to United. I was thoroughly impressed with Andrew Carlton.
Yes. Yeah, it did a great job. And honestly, I think probably earned himself another start Saturday in Montreal. It sounds like Barco is not going to play on Saturday. The thing that really stood out to me about Carlton, John, was, first of all, I mean, narrowly denied an assist on the second goal of the game. The ball took just the slightest of deflections off a D.C. United defender, but the idea was perfect to just kind of pitch it right to the back post and let Joseph knock it in. Very hard luck that he did not get an assist there. So, you know, his passing was very good. Defensively, though, that really stood out to me. Oppie even credited him with winning a tackle, drawing a couple fouls. I thought he did a really, really good job on O'Neill Fisher, who's, kind of a strong, athletic winger for D.C. United. I thought Andrew did a really good job staying in front of him, not allowing him to get crosses or service or anything like that. Did a really, really good job. Very, very happy for Andrew. He's a great kid. He's a great kid, and he's had to spend a lot of time with APL UTD2 this year just to get game minutes because the first team roster is so loaded and crowded right now, but he's never complained about any of that. He's embraced his role with ATL UTD2. He's embraced his role with the first team. And I get the feeling, guys, that we might look back on what we saw Saturday and we'll say, you know what, we were there when he made his first MLS start. And that was the launching point of what turns out to be a very, very good professional and national team career.
Mike Conney joining us on the WaveFord.com hotline. Barco out, we're hearing rumblings without getting into details, at least I am, Mike, from, people that I know around the team, that it's not any big deal. I mean, he's going to be out for the Montreal game, too. He did a silly little kid thing, but it's not anything that's going to be long-term, and he should be back with the club. But in his stead, you had a chance to see Remedy make his first appearance.
Yeah, I mean, Remedy, I don't think that had anything to do with Barco being out, but I think Remedy is really going to help this team a lot. If for nothing more now, he'll buy the team an opportunity to maybe rest Julian Gressel or move him up a little bit more in the attack, and then you kind of deal with the Barco absence that way. I think he could even slide back and maybe buy a game off for Jeff Larenowitz, who's been playing a lot. He's really going to be able to help this club a lot. And I was very encouraged that it looked like, having only trained with the team for 4 days, having only gotten into the States, I think a week ago Friday or 2 weeks ago Friday now, he looked incredibly fit, and I didn't really see any lack of chemistry there. So, the process of getting him integrated into the lineup and integrated into the system obviously went, I think, a lot faster than anyone expected. He's really going to help them. He'll give them a physical presence. I like the fact he drew two fouls in very limited time on Saturday. That's something that he's really going to be expected to do a lot. Just very encouraging with the small sample size that we saw on Saturday.
Mike Conte, what have you seen from Atlanta United that gives them the ability to bounce back when they have, like, not-so-favorable games?
Wow, great question, Hugh. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. They're 8-0-1 now in games following a loss or a draw, which is incredible. And I like the fact now, I mean, 3 of their last 4 home games, Hugh, they've given up the first goal, and they've come back to at least tie, if not take the lead. And I want to say in 4 of their last 5 games overall, or maybe 5 of their or 4 of their last 6, they've conceded the first goal. They've come back to at least tie or take the lead. Very good signs. What do I see in them that makes them do that? I don't know, other than I think there's just this kind of intangible resiliency that this club has. It goes back to, I think, what you can generally say, Hugh, about any championship team. You know, when your superstar players are playing at an all-star level and your role players are having career years, you have the ingredients for something very special. And I look at Atlanta United. Their superstars are playing at that all-star level. I think Joseph's the best player in the league right now. Almirón could be an MVP candidate. You know, certainly Gressel and Nagby before he got hurt, Kuzan, Parkhurst, everyone's doing their job. And then your role players, I mean, I don't want to call Andrew Carlton a role player, but, I mean, he's a guy kind of making a spot start. It goes in there and gives you 65 great minutes. Kevin Kratz is someone, every time he gets on the pitch, even if it's just for a couple minutes, he gives you something. He does good work. So Atlanta United kind of has the right mixture right now to do something very special later on this year, where everyone is in top form. And even with the injuries that they've endured, they've been able to kind of power their way through that. They're 4 points clear of everyone for the Supporters' Shield. So they're in the midst of something pretty spectacular right now.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. Enjoy your trip to Canada, eh?
You the man, Mike.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for some poutine and crepes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.